you know, for example, all of our books have gotten better because of all of the different projects, because every single team comes up with a new suggestion. And I just move it. I have this kind of like a folder structure, which has the basic instructions and everything, how to go about it. And whenever we find a better way to do it, it goes across the board. So it's kind of like propagating notes, really. Like, I think that's not, I'm going to start using that. It really is, because we all have the same information, the same. All the books are made in a very similar way. Of course, there's variation, but all the best ideas will be transported to the other teams. And at the moment, I think I'm running like around 20 teams of different books, and you know, it's kind of like it's evolving by itself. You know, I don't plan it from a central location. Sure, I gave the first guidelines based on, but that was based on our experience with the Finnish version of Bitcoin Standard, which we didn't know what the hell we were doing at all. Like, we were just like, yeah, you know, let's translate that book. It's probably easy, right? No, it was not easy at all. But we learned a lot. And then I realized very quickly that there's a lot of demand for this, and it can be replicated, the work, the hard work with it, like all the, you know, for example, I vectorized all the figures. Well, now I can use the same figures in every single language. All I have to do is change the, you know, the text. And that's just one example. But yeah, it goes across the board, and it just keeps getting better and better. And the people are so damn motivated. It's really a beautiful sight to behold.